You have just entered the Katie Ma Podcast. Keyboard plus mouse or die.
Welcome to the first KB Mod Podcast of the year 2012. Joining us tonight are Scott, Brandon, Dan, John, and Alex. That's me. We have...
You ruined it. I was on a flow.
I'm sorry.
Every
time
I do an intro, you... No, I'm done now.
That was good.
That was good.
That was very... Man.
It's a new year.
Are you making the money in the new year like I told you to?
You're making the movie money?
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
Because it's just that easy.
Make the internet money.
Yeah, that too.
The internet money is hard. People don't like me.
You're controlling people, bro.
Let the past be the past, people. Okay? That's what I say. You know? Let it go.
You have multiple arrest warrants, so of course you're biased.
Of course I'm down for that.
Of course, let the past be.
You're not allowed within the vicinity of children,
has multiple
cats.
People allegations, but that's a whole other story. Webcam. We were discussing earlier if you guys ever watched any of Brandon's, or yeah, you guys watched the podcast, the end of year one, where Brandon's camera angle's a little interesting.
Yeah, it was dick cam.
It was the dick cam. Alex has a couple theories on that.
The blowy cam.
Well, I think that he learned that technique from installing webcams in public bathrooms to watch.
Is that true, Brandon? Did you ever have any of that line of work?
I can neither confirm nor deny
IT specialist that
is
installing,
the origin
cams
of the webcam angle.
female dressing rooms at JCPenney's.
To speak to a lawyer?
Nice. Well, obviously, this is our first podcast back from 2 week break. Was it? Doesn't seem like it, but
yeah,
it has been 2 weeks.
I can't even believe it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, John, I don't know, me either. It is mind blowing. But we are glad to be back. What did you all do in the for Christmas and New Year's? Anything exciting?
We hosted Christmas at our house,
mm.
So that was an adventure, and I got really drunk a lot.
I think I saw, were you tweeting during that time?
When I was really drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I did definitely see some of those. Assumed you were extremely inebriated, but who'd you have over? Was it your
senior? Well, my brother-in-law was there for like the whole week, so we just got hammered.
I see.
But,
yeah, Will drinks.
Yeah, he can beverage. Beverage is a verb, for those of you who didn't know.
To beverage.
Yes, I'm going to go out with Dan and beverage, so to speak.
What did you do, John? Anything exciting?
Tons of family stuff, and got real drunk off of mimosas Christmas morning.
Strong.
Yeah, and it's almost impossible to get drunk off of mimosas, so I will say that I had two bottles of champagne and an entire gallon of orange juice to myself. And I had so much shit to do that day, like going between her family and mine, but instead we just took a nap.
Yep.
And
that's
it was sweet. It was good times, though. It was my first Christmas, you know, after this summer, so it was a little bit odd at first.
Yeah.
But it went a lot better than I had anticipated it was going. I think the build-up to the holiday made it much worse.
Yeah.
Than the actual holiday itself.
Yeah, definitely. Brandon, what'd you do over in Texas?
Lifted weights.
Really?
I just lifted, bro.
Just lift on Christmas Day. I don't know.
Alex, Andrew wanted me to relay a message to you that you are gay and Fight Club is shit. Fuck you, Alex. Your penis is small. LOL, you're gay.
And she's just mad that I haven't graced him with my presence in a very long time. He cried while he typed that. I'm certain of it.
And happy birthday, Xbox, by the way.
Yes, Drew, happy birthday.
Oh, nice.
Happy birthday, Drew.
It is Drew's birthday
14,
tomorrow.
14? 15? 16?
12. Puff.
12? Yes. Okay. Wow. Congrats.
Drew's 12 now.
6 and Uncle Touchy's 12.
It is now legal to buy action figures at Toys R Us without needing ID. That is good. I think at 12, they
like he wasn't it. Not, like we weren't going to troll it.
Well, it's a big year now because he can get a boating license to drive his yacht.
That's true.
See, that's how you do it. You get a yacht, and then you get a boating license.
Mm. Gatched are sweet. prefer to. If I actually had enough money, I would buy a Yacht and then pronounce it Yacht all the time.
Even though people would say,
would
and
you,
yeah, like,
would you invite others over for Philip Mignon's on your Yacht?
Yes, yes, I would. I would do that, and then like my
would
high,
Jared
I would
Garrison
invite like real high society people. Oh my God, did you just say it right?
Yeah, I did. Which is actually ironic because
he's had 2 weeks to practice. Let's not
praise
him.
I know. He's coming back on at some point, so I have to say it correctly.
He is. He is. But yeah, I would invite my high society friends over, and they would try to correct me, and I'd be like, "No, don't worry about it. It's a Yacht." And they would get really upset.
Well, since you had money, though, if you had enough money,
yeah, everyone would be like, "Oh, it is a Yacht."
Oh,
and then everyone would start saying,
"Yacht would be much cooler than yacht."
Would it not?
Yeah, it is a better
yacht
word.
Yacht is just a dumb word. Like, yeah. Yacht sounds like something I would do to you in the evening.
I'm going to yacht.
You'll come over and, you know, yacht, Dan?
God, I'm going to yacht that asshole, girl.
It's like the verb to Santorum.
Santorum's a fucking sweet word. Most
Rick
of these
Santorum.
Listeners don't know what Santorum is. I do. Oh, I know.
You told me about it.
It's the frothy, sometimes slimy, amalgam of lubricant and stray fecal matter that leaks out of the receiving partner's anus after a session of anal intercourse.
Wow.
That would be the
most well-put-together Urban Dictionary definition ever.
That's very well done. The fact that you have that memorized is even more impressive.
As in, I
yatched
my dude friend so hard last night. Santorum everywhere.
That would be using it in a sentence, yes.
Brandon.
That correlates pretty strongly with what I did over the break.
Do some munging, Dan, or Brandon. You and a couple bros? Oh.
No, but I did go to New Orleans with some friends of mine.
Did you have a po' boy?
I had the most delicious fried shrimp po' boy. And I had some gumbo, some etouffee, just,
did you do any beveraging with your bros?
A little bit of beveraging, yeah.
Did you hit up, was it Bourbon Street? That's the famous one, yeah?
Yeah, we hit up Bourbon Street, and then, there's also a street kind of close to that called Frenchman Street that has, a lot of live jazz and blues type clubs that was just awesome. Yeah, it was really cool. So,
I would eat till I died if I went to New Orleans.
Yeah, I was kind of sad because I didn't wake up until the afternoons, I only really had like two good meals each day, and it made me sad because I only got to try, you know, like three or four different places.
How long
I wanted
were you
to try
there?
All of them. We were down there for 3 nights, so like 2 full days, but the first night when we got in, we hit Bourbon Street pretty hard. So I didn't play any games at all. I bought Minecraft because I just had my laptop with me and I was jonesing to play anything. And I actually got Minecraft to run at like 20 FPS after installing a mod to help FPS.
Wow.
Wow.
That sounds like obviously Jesus' rig right there. It's pretty good. Colin. Wait,
slightly
so what,
better.
What kind of laptop were you? So this is your work laptop, or what were you running?
Hello.
I just have like a weak. It's a work laptop.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what I figured. So, not much on the power side.
No. I mean, it has an integrated graphics card and a Core 2 Duo. So
nice.
So it's not like my MacBook Pro.
MacBook Pro will run it better than his laptop.
You could run Counter-Strike Source on there, though, believe it or not. Probably better than Minecraft, to be honest.
Believe it or not,
I
haven't tried.
I absolutely can't.
Fuck you, Alex. I was going to ask you what you
did. I tried running Source, and it was awful. It was absolutely unplayable.
I know, the game sucks.
Oh, God.
That's the best.
I give up.
We're kicking.
Knew it was coming. Knew it was coming, but it was still entertaining.
Yeah, it's quite a setup. That's good. What did you do, Alex?
I've been without PC for 3 weeks.
Yeah, dude. Rocking on your Mac right now.
Rode polar bears. Played some puck.
Played some puck. Hey, dude, you want to play some puck?
Trout told me he went down to the pitch with his buddies, with his lads to play some footy.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, footy is
You know what awesome. Trout probably did on Christmas? He probably just went to McDonald's and got like 47 chicken nuggets.
No, he didn't go to McDonald's. He somehow ordered McDonald's from his
oh,
home.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's all he does. He just orders food to his house.
You can do that in England?
In England, they've set it up just for Trout to order McDonald's into your home.
He is pretty YouTube famous, so it is possible.
We do have to give Trout a shout-out. First guest almost 6 months ago, was it, when we had the first podcast?
We do. A lot more than that. Well, yeah, no, yeah, 6 months ago.
I believe we gave him a shout-out on the award show, but we can give him another one.
He could use the help.
Yeah, yeah. He's not that he's not famous enough yet. We can always bolster his reputation. what did you do in Canada, though, Alex?
Well, the only gaming thing I did is news? I... Shut up.
I didn't even hear what he said.
I didn't either. I just thought that the only way to
We're just going to tell Brendan to shut up when we can't understand.
It was derogatory.
I
don't want to say the
I
word.
I tried to install Amnesia on my Mac. It was bad.
Oh,
it's like
you talked about that, yeah.
It was really, really bad. And then I tried to stream, and Brandon was in my stream, and he goes, "What is this? I don't even." And it was literally like so. My fans were so loud on this piece of shit that I had to turn my computer off because I. Like, the last thing I did before I turned my computer off is I installed a thermometer, and it was, like, 90 degrees everywhere. Every piece of this thing was 90 degrees, so I just turned it off and resigned. I've just been watching movies. I'll be home
So both of you had failed attempts to game while you couldn't game.
I know,
so
it's really sad. It's really sad.
All right.
Well, then, what about New Year's? Did anybody get Did anybody do any beveraging?
I got shithoused.
I did some beverage. I kept it well under control, though. I went to Market Street in Philly, where just kind
Sorry.
Of the one of the main little streets and happened.
Did you run into Talbot down there? Was he at any bars getting superstar treatment? Or
no, I didn't run into Talbot, but I'll tell you, I did run into moderation and drinking alcohol, and that on New Year's is disappointing. But I didn't want to, I don't know, I just didn't get slam face like Dan did.
You didn't want to puke on anybody's floor.
That was, maybe that was in the back of my mind because I was at my friend's house. So I was like, we don't want to repeat that again. So.
Yeah, I drank the night before actually harder than I drank on New Year's. So I just had a good couple days.
Katie Bryant does not condone.
No. Drinking. And this is all, of course, legal. We are all above legal limits.
Yeah, I'm like 70. Yeah, so I can drink whatever I want.
They pay Dan to drink because he's so
they actually like, God, just fucking die so we don't have to pay for you later. Good Lord.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What did you do, Scott, for Christmas?
For Christmas? Oh, I just hang out with family. My family does not drink the alcohol, so I did not really do any drinking on Christmas. So that was that was somewhat of a it was fine. It was good to have some family time, and then we always we usually have people over, but this year it was just my immediate family, and we opened the gifts on Christmas and did the tradition. I got flip-flops, like $80 flip-flops. I don't even know.
What the fuck?
But they're guaranteed for life. I forget what they're called. But that was good. That's what I was going to ask you guys. Did anyone get anything sweet? I know
that nullifies getting $80 flip-flops. They're guaranteed for life, so it's all cool now. It's all in the neutral. CSS, fuck.
Oh, man.
What did I get? Oh, I got a leaf blower because I own a home. And,
so Megan
that was my
bought
big
you,
gift.
Megan bought you a gift that she wanted you to have to help clean the yard.
Well, actually, her parents bought us that.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
I have 8,000 trees above my yard. I don't know if you guys remember it all. And so leaves are really bad. So it was actually a really good gift.
Blow them into a pile for the children's.
That's right. And
make sure to rake up the dog shit out of that pile before you blow everything else into it.
But I bought myself this new monitor at the end of November, so that was my real Christmas gift. When you're married, you like get yourself stuff.
That's it was like at a certain. I don't know what is the age at which it stops like. I guess when you start working.
Like, I could get nothing and actually be pretty okay with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Christmas, especially when you have kids, Dan, that's all about Hunter. And
oh, my God, dude. We had so many presents, and none of them were for us. Like, the whole living room.
Yeah. I got
disregard your own finances, spoil your children. It's pretty much the way.
I don't do it. That was the grandparents, dude. My mom sent like a $50 or 50 pound package of toys and shit from California. I was like, you're ridiculous. And then I got drunk and missed it all because I'm a good father. I'm just kidding.
All right. Alex.
Getting drunk on Christmas is a tradition.
It is.
I got George Foreman.
That's a, yeah, I was about
that to. Is pretty big, actually, for a single white male.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
It sounds like a movie. Isn't there a movie?
Single white female.
Oh, wait, that's the sequel.
What kind of movie is that? Is that in a particular genre, maybe, Scott? Is that a porn?
No, it's not a porn, actually. It's, who's in that? I was going to say Jennifer Lopez is in that, but she's not.
Jennifer Lopez.
She's not, white. She's Hispanic. So, I don't know. I'm gonna look it up now, though. Keep talking amongst yourselves.
Fiat 500, which is a sweet car, I must say.
Oh God, yeah.
I actually like that car a lot.
Well, I don't like Jennifer Lopez, but
yeah, I don't like Jennifer either. But yeah,
Jalapeno Lopez.
Hold on, I'm looking up single white female right now. 1992.
Go to images.
Bridget Fonda.
Yeah.
That's what it was. I can't believe you didn't know about that movie, Mr. Resident Movie Guru.
Yeah, Mr. Movie Guy.
The movie was released before I was born.
This doesn't matter. You know movies.
No, I'm just saying. I'm giving myself an out. All
right, fine.
Mr. Movie Guy, bro guy.
You know where... I can't do it. I'm sorry. I tried, but...
No, it's not even...
It's not even... I can't even pretend. It's bad. Did you get anything exciting, Brandon? I don't know if Brandon's mic's going to work here. His internet...
He's struggling.
Guy. He's struggling. Yeah. Oh. You sound good.
Yeah. I got a Razer Carcarius, which is good. I had asked for that. Definitely more comfortable than my old Plantronics for long gaming sessions.
Yeah.
And I got Skyrim, and I haven't played any yet, obviously, but did get Skyrim. I bought myself a Deus Ex for $10 on Amazon, which came with a Steam key.
Holy
so
shit.
That was awesome. Wow. And then I bought Minecraft for myself too, and I bought Bass.
Yep, Bass.
Bass Pro Hunter.
And I spent other monies on games I'll never play.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're going to actually. You know what? I think that
did
was
that,
we're going
to
talk
move
about
into
that.
It? Yeah,
that might bring us right into it. Actually, yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit. The Steam Christmas holiday sales.
And there was so much tempting stuff.
Yeah.
I think I refrained a lot more than most people.
Yeah, I did too.
I bought a lot. Not a lot. Last time I think I bought like 10 games. I only bought like 5, I think, this time, which was good for me.
I had most of the good stuff already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a life.
Because I'm going to upgrade my PC, so I was like, you know what? Stick off these for now.
Yeah. The Dead Space... For $5, both
games.
That's
way too good of a deal.
Yeah, I was like, I had to get both of them. So.
Shark series was $5 one day.
Yep. Yep.
Good series.
Great deal.
I bought, my list is short, so I'll just say what I bought.
Yeah.
I bought Fallout New Vegas for like $4. And I'm actually really enjoying that game.
Nice.
And then I got
Magic the Gathering.
I did get Magic the Gathering. And I'm pretty happy I did too. It's fun.
That's good.
And then, what else did I get? I think I got one more game, and I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, the big two were Dead Space. I got the Bioshock 1 and 2 deal. Because I have I had a box copy of Bioshock, but I can't find it. So, I got those. I will never play it, because the game's a piece of shit. Alex. I think those were the four. Maybe I got one more. I don't remember what it was. Oh, you know what happened? When they were having the other sales, I don't know, was it, I guess the summer sale? The Kane and Lynch series was on sale, which is just awful. I know. Notoriously bad, but it was like $1.49 or something like that for each one. I was like, okay, what am I kidding? Like, who am I kidding? I gotta buy it. So I have those. I can't even install. Like, you install it and it just doesn't work and it won't launch. And I like looked on the forums and they're like, if you can get this to run, congratulations, you're a fucking genius, because I've tried everything. So, I don't know, I don't want to play it that bad. But, anyway.
I normally don't buy that hard on the Steam sales, Yeah. But I couldn't help picking up a few games that, you know, so many people have talked about, like Bastion, you know, Dan has raved about, and I know, you know, a lot of other people love. I was like, for $5, I can't not get it on the off chance that I have some extra time to play it. And, and, you know, Minecraft I picked up for fun, though that wasn't for Steam sales. That was just because, and then I also picked up.
You picked up that too?
Wow, that's a great gift.
Assassin's Creed 2.
He's coming
because
back.
Because as I tweeted earlier, the only way you should buy Ubisoft's games is when they're under $10.
That's true.
Yeah, that's fair.
Assassin's Creed 2 is a good game.
They are an award-winning developer, though.
Alex hates Assassin's Creed. He always tweets
about it. The
first
one was an awful game.
Yeah.
I don't hate Assassin's Creed. It's like, they had the opportunity to make it a trilogy, and they split the second game into a trilogy, and they're all the same. You just do the same shit. They're the same buildings. It's just, I don't understand. Like, the missions at some point, they just start you from the beginning again. Like, halfway through the game, they just start you doing the same type of missions.
Well, yeah. It is Ubisoft, bro.
It's just really repetitive. I think it's because they expect you to get so mad at the DRM halfway through you quit. They're like, no one will get 50% in. They'll never notice.
And it's just a totally different game on the Xbox than it is on the PC. They're like, we're not even going to finish it.
Once you get to a certain point, it's just completely different.
All the textures go away. It's just flat ground.
It's also
under
like the
anything.
Twilight of the video game series. They had one game, and they made multiple out of it.
Well, I'm particularly a fan of all the Mario-esque accents that everyone has that is comically stereotypical of that.
So true, dude.
And all English, yeah. It's like, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, they got to do it, but a lot of them are really funny.
I bet I'm pretty sure, like, everybody in Italy probably hates them so much.
Yeah, for how they
just because everything's portrayed so poorly.
Yeah. It doesn't, I'm sure that's not exactly how Italy is. I've never been there, but I can only imagine.
You mean everyone isn't Mario and a plumber? Bullshit.
No, everybody there's a plumber as a profession. See, a plumber, the mafia,
make
that's
good
the
money
only two
as a plumber.
Can you? Yeah, I guess you could.
Yeah.
You could also be on Ghost Hunters and be a plumber for Roto-Rooter.
Let me tell you a Ghost Hunter story.
Ooh,
real quick.
Yeah, hit me.
So the Ghost Hunter bros had, whoever those guys are, I've only seen the show like a couple times.
Brandon Jay.
Had like some...
sorry.
Had some contest to like get new Ghost Hunters or something. Uh-huh. Not for them, like for another series for Travel Channel or something. No. And, a dude that I went to high school with, his like ghost hunting team won.
Really?
So they have like their own show. I don't even know if it's like.
You gotta
on
tell me which. Yeah.
He was
I watch
a piece
that garbage
of shit
sometimes. Yeah, yeah, it's awful. But I'm always, if I'm bored, I'll watch the paranormal in quotes stuff.
Finding Bigfoot. I do believe there's a Squatch in these woods.
Finding Bigfoot. Yeah, that show. Oh my
That's
god.
That's the worst.
Do you
of
believe
them all?
There's
that
a Squatch?
So they like hear like a stick. They're like, Bigfoot exists. Their stick against a tree. They're like, nothing could cause that. It's like windy and fucking branches are falling down. Nothing else could do that.
Do they search for the ghost of Steve Irwin Stingray?
I don't know if they have yet, but why would that be in Bigfoot territory? That's weird.
It's a ghost. It can do whatever it wants. God,
just hovering around with Bigfoot and.
You've taken off any sweet jumps?
Wow, we were getting sidetracked. All right.
My Steam.
Yeah, go for it.
Segue as well. My Steam sale. I bought Hitman Blood Money for $3.
Not bad.
Because that game is sweet. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what I bought. I'm sorry. I bought the Hitman series.
Yeah,
as
that
well.
Game. Blood Money is so cool. They just like release you into the level, and nothing ever loads again. It's just you just walk around and do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And then I bought Batman Arkham City on the PC for $25 and all DLC.
Whoa.
And that segues into Batman was our best story award for the KB Mod Awards.
There you go. That was a very good segue. Yeah. I like that. We wanted to talk a little bit about, we had posted a couple days ago the results of the awards for people that didn't listen to it. As an article, and some of the people had questions about things that won, and we didn't list the criteria. I didn't list their criteria in that article for what what the awards were. So there is obviously some confusion. I will say that these were all nominated by us in games that we predominantly played. So we weren't going to like, even though, so like objectively, like best esports title, StarCraft
obviously
II.
StarCraft.
Exactly. But we did not like, I'm not entrenched in the StarCraft 2. It's more like for what we hear play, I guess is the best.
Yeah. I was also confused. I thought it was for 2011. StarCraft was not released in 2011.
Was it? See that?
See that? People were also yeah. voting on, I know, I think Brandon did this, because he's having troubles right now with his internet, but I think he was voting on like what it will be in 2012 as well.
So that's true, yeah.
Not even a real website.
So yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, that's true.
I voted for StarCraft too, because I was thinking like, what is the biggest, most popular esports title of 2011? But then again, StarCraft 2 wasn't. Mm. Yeah, StarCraft 2 wasn't released in 2011. Neither was League of Legends. So, like, we didn't really clarify and meet on what the criteria was for that particular category.
That's true. Yeah.
But if you're upset about it, I mean, like, we obviously realize there are some huge esports titles, and Tribes winning just means that like two or three out of all of us voted for it.
Right.
We carry a lot of weight, guys, in the gaming community too.
Yeah, there was 8 votes. We could have all voted for 8 different games in a tie.
Exactly. And then we just had to list all of them. But no, that's exactly right. But I think it more comes down to what, like, I don't, like, in preference of what we like to watch. Like, this, like, these are our awards, so we will make them however the fuck we want to make them, to be honest. So it's not going to be, like, so people can disagree and objectively can go, yeah, okay, if it was on a grand scale. But then again, too, like you said, StarCraft 2 did not come out this year. So,
yeah,
you know, it's like,
give us
right.
that we even anyway. Gave that award out as opposed to other larger awards.
Right,
shows.
Exactly, because I was going to vote Modern Warfare
Here,
3 for all the money
realize.
Activision gave me.
Modern Warfare 3... didn't win an award from us, and therefore we are legit.
Yeah, that's pretty much crowning jewel.
Not one award. And it did win one award, though, in one show. What was that? Was that the
Spike TV?
VGAs?
Yeah. Oh, weird.
I'll tell you this. I was talking to Scott the other day on GChat about, because, you know, I look at all my Google Reader for stories to post on the site. And, so, you know, I got to see lots of, links to different websites, awards, and that kind of thing. And literally the only thing Modern Warfare 3 won from anyone was that VGA. It won nothing from any other publication, like even IGN and games, like it won nothing.
Yeah.
That was it.
There was a great, Reddit post of a picture of an IGN, 2 reviews. So the first review was for like an N64 hockey game, where it described it as being the exact same as the other year, like exactly, like barely anything changed, and then it got like a 20% or something awful. And then they have the next review of Modern Warfare 3 right under it, and it describes like the same thing, incremental changes, 90% or whatever it was.
Yep.
So it's just funny. It's just like, yeah, I'm like, come on. Let's be honest. There are definitely certain sites and certain areas that just, whether it's endorsement money or goodwill or whatever they want to garner, they want to be.
Not even IGN gave Modern Warfare 3 an award this year, so.
Yeah, that's true. It didn't. I think that maybe they reviewed it the most positive, but.
Yeah.
They
review literally any AAA title, possibly. So.
Yeah, that's true.
It's hard
get
to
get money.
Yeah, no, get that right? cash. But yeah, do we have any? I mean, that was one of them. So that was probably the StarCraft 2 winner was one of the big ones. That
was pretty highly debated. By
that was exactly. But the fact that it didn't come out this year renders all those arguments null. But that really because we also took games from some of the categories. I think TF2 was nominated, John. I think you nominated TF2. Was that YouTube game?
That's the most fun to watch.
Most fun to watch. Okay, but that one didn't come out this year. But the YouTube one was like whatever. I don't think we cared.
Yeah,
about
we didn't. This is our first go round, bros.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll sure up for next year. We can sure them up a little bit more concrete as far as what we want them to be. But then again, we also don't have to because these are our awards. But I'm getting a little defensive about it because I like doing our own thing and not having to worry about like explaining ourselves to people and be like, well, you should have had look what this. It's like no, we'll do what we want.
I will say this, or another actually. Why did I say I will say this? It wasn't what I was looking for there at all. the other category that was really hotly debated, especially on Twitter, not as much in the comments, was actually from what I was seeing was best graphics. That was one that a lot of people were.
They didn't like BF3 for that choice, huh?
No. And, a lot of people were saying what I said, as devil's advocate. But once again, like Scott said before, if we didn't play it, it's hard.
Right.
But Witcher 2 was a lot of people saying, like, Witcher 2 should have won. Juggernauts was, like, all up in arms about that one. But, yeah, so, I mean, I would say, if I was just gonna go off what the consensus around was and what the hardware seems to say, I would go Witcher 2. But I just thought that it was impressive that BF3 did what it did in a multiplayer
on that scale. I think you have to. Yeah, I think we talked.
You
about
have
that
to give
too.
It props for that.
That's what's more impressive to me is that Witcher 2. I haven't played it, but I have like seen it. Mm-hmm. And I've watched a little bit of it, and it's impressive. But Battlefield 3 is doing it in a multiplayer setting, which is like a whole other level, in my opinion.
Yep. Totally agree.
Yeah. So that one I feel like is a little more, I don't know, a little more easy to. But yeah, I mean, people can definitely have their opinions. I think, I know, John, you played Witcher 2 some, and then.
It's beautiful, but my thing with Battlefield 3 and why I voted for Battlefield 3. Is just because of the scale in which they do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Witcher 2, up close, everything up front is much more appealing visually. Mm-hmm. The foliage, the character models, and everything, but to do it on such a scale that Battlefield did is what truly makes it shine to me. Like, I don't think Battlefield 3 is even in probably the top 3 of the best looking games. Like, you know, when you break it down to
and just want like a
shit like
demo,
that.
Yeah, tech demo. Yeah.
But
yeah.
when you break down what they were able to do with the game in such a large setting, like 64 players, mile long maps, and everything's fucking gorgeous. There's nothing topping that.
And even harnessing the just underpowered consoles to look pretty decent, you know, not close to PC when you actually crank everything up, but still look like you know, it could look like a lower to moderate end PC. Is a ridiculous achievement, I think. And I don't know what the frame rates are like. I mean, it's capped at 30, but.
Yes.
A lot of people think Skyrim looks good, but when you go up to your close-up textures,
that's
not good at all.
No.
So there's a common misconception with the way people view graphics. And
also, another thing that I was actually saying to Juggernauts, and kind of goes along with that, is like games like TF2, for instance, I think have amazing graphics.
The art style.
TF2 might not be the most like demanding or technical exercise, but man, the art style in TF2 is just fantastic. And it's the same thing with Doucet Human Revolution.
Yep.
That game had a very good art style, and
that was nominated.
Many
accolades
it got.
Blacklight nominated that one. I didn't play that. I haven't played that yet, but
it's really fucking good.
Yeah, looks sweet.
Blacklight said he didn't vote Bastion for Game of the Year.
Yeah, I gotta go back and look.
Someone's lying.
I thought he did.
I'm not gonna open up the spreadsheet now. Yeah, I have it down. And actually go back through the emails, so. But I know someone did, so. I don't know.
I voted Skyrim.
I voted Skyrim as well.
Portal 2.
Yeah, Portal 2 would have been mine. Brink. Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, let's go on to another topic, an article that you wrote, Dan, that was, I think, garnered a lot of attention because of how shocking some of the games that were on that list of the most pirated games of the year were. So I don't know if you want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, the thing for me on that, when I was writing it and I saw the list, I didn't expect about, I think, like 3 or 4 of them to actually be on it.
Mm-hmm.
If some of you guys didn't see it, it's on the webpage. But number one, let me see if I can pull it up here. Do you have it in front of you, Scott?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up.
I was on another article, actually. Yeah, Crysis 2 was number one.
Yeah.
Hold
on.
That doesn't surprise me.
That doesn't surprise me because it's more of a tech demo than anything.
Yeah, the original Crysis was always pirated too.
Yeah, I know a lot of people. Yeah, I know a lot of people that I won't name names that I've talked to that have pirated that for the same thing, just the tech behind it.
Yeah,
which isn't even nearly as good as the original Crysis.
Yeah, So yeah, so you got Crysis and then Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 was second.
Which,
behind that.
Like I said in the article, I don't know if you guys agree with me or not, but with seeing Call of Duty on there and Battlefield 3,
mm-hmm.
both of which, and this might have played into, after I wrote the article, I thought about that factor as well, that it might have played into it, but those two games, you wouldn't be able to play it online without a lot of hassle. I mean, there are cracks out there, really substantial cracks to do that, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, most users who are pirating aren't going to do that, honestly.
Right.
So what you essentially got was a single-player game, a single-player campaign for both of those, which is about 6 hours each, I think, roughly.
Which
it's not very long, and I've heard it's terrible in both games.
I've never played either, had any desire to play either. So.
Wait, what was the second game that wasn't Call of Duty?
Battlefield 3. Battlefield 3 was third, and those two games, you would get a single-player game, and the single-player sucks. I mean, who gets Call of Duty or Battlefield just to play?
No, dude, bought it to protect America from terrorists.
who buys Crysis to play multiplayer?
Yeah.
Truth.
It's true.
But I have it, and I actually played Crysis 2 multiplayer for the first time last night, and it was a lot of fun. Like, I thought it was good, but I don't think it's going to get the attention that it deserved or anything like that.
No.
But to see that, the reason I thought that I wrote in the article why I thought Crysis 2 is number one is because it wasn't on Steam after a bit. And I actually think some people were like, well, fuck that. I'm just going to pirate it then.
I would attribute, some of these, like, and then number four was FIFA 12, which is just...
Well, that makes sense to me because...
FIFA?
Sports games, pirating sports games makes the most sense to me.
Yeah.
Of anything that was good, that might be pirated on a mass scale.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Brandon, actually. Brandon's saying, since he's having the tech problems, I think Modern Warfare 3 and Battlefield 3 are probably pirated highly to see how it runs on their machines.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Especially BF3.
And these don't account for how many people pirate the game and then buy it legitimately. Like, if you're gonna wanna get online and not have to go through the hassle of cracking your version of Battlefield 3 or Modern Warfare 3, you know what I mean? And just to see how it runs initially, and then, like, I think a lot of people would probably end up buying it if it runs well. And, you know, that's not an excuse, but this is just the straight numbers of who's pirated it, not how many people bought it after.
Yeah, it's a straight kind of aggregate of a bunch of big torrent sites.
Right.
And, but the thing is, with FIFA, with sports games, in college when I had no money, I would buy games still, but I would pirate sports games.
Yeah.
When I was in college, because I was like, I'm not going to spend $60 every year
on the
same exact thing. Yeah, it makes no sense. So I basically, that's why I did it, and that's why I would see, you know, why I can see that being in the top five for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Portal 2 is the fifth spot with 3,240,000.
I would never
pirate Portal 2.
Yeah.
I don't care if I had absolutely no money and my only option was to pirate a game. I would never consider pirating a game from Valve.
Yeah.
That's a fucking disgrace to PC gaming is what that is.
Yeah.
You're a disgrace and I hope you die.
Yeah.
Plus, painfully. Think about this too. Valve is really good with their pricing. They're really good with doing sales. And Portal 2 came out at $50, which maybe to some people I can see. That's a little steep for Portal. I can see that, actually. But it was $30 within a day or two.
$30 on sale. Portal 2. I understand.
Because it's only like 6 hours.
Because, it's not that long.
Yeah.
Sure. That's the reasoning I can see. That's why I know a lot of people who didn't buy it right away. I know.
Break is the fucking game of the year, so shut the fuck up.
Good old Brink.
But what I'm saying is that Valve actually put the game on sale within like a week on like some sale for $30.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Come on, dudes.
Yeah.
And Valve always, you know, throws a Valve title on sale here or there. Like, it wasn't going to just always be $50.
It's
all their fucking titles. They give you free DLC.
Yeah.
And you steal from them.
It really, I mean, you are really the scum of the earth if you're pirating Valve
titles. Ubisoft,
titles.
That's one thing.
Yeah, well, we're not condoning any pirating, but, I mean, all the shit they do, and when the last time Valve put out a shitty game that they worked a long time, like,
never.
Fuck you. Never. So, it's just, it is, that is so, that is just
Yeah, that was the one when I was looking through the list. You know, my eyes were scanning down. Okay, Call of Duty, Battlefield.
Right.
Oh, FIFA, that. What the fuck?
Yeah.
If you want to go Brandon's route of why people would pirate games to test them, maybe people were sort of worried.
Maybe they thought they were too stupid.
Yeah, they were worried they were too stupid to play the game, so why would I spend money if I'm going to get stuck? They were sort of wary of spending money on a game that would test their knowledge of understanding things.
Yeah,
so that's the one game on the list that I really hope, hope that is the reason why it got pirated so much. Is maybe people wanted to test it on their machines or you know test it before they bought it or something. But I really hope that
have difficulty. You know.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm trying to look at the bright side here and just hoping that. it was pirated a ton, but when people saw it on sale for $5 or $10, like it basically is now, that you know they go and buy it to support the developer,
especially Valve,
the best developer in the industry, aside from maybe Blizzard. It's arguable.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and I'll go back again to I don't know how many people bought it legitimately after pirating it. Like, I don't think they lost 3,240,000 copies. Like, there was definitely people that would go on and buy it. So.
And the thing is, if that number's correct, Valve makes a shitload of money. Cause like,
oh, right. If that's just, said, the, you know, just the pirated.
We don't even really care.
Right. They, like, yeah, exactly. And I just think it's just a it's just a reality of the internet. I mean, it's just, like, I mean, you can only, there are certain measures you can do to try to protect your game. They can be fucking awful, like the way Ubisoft does it. But at the end of the day, the reason the internet thrives and it is such an open platform like it is because of, you know, because of, and then you will have people that will abuse that. It's just a reality of it. And anyway, this gets back. I don't want to get into the SOPA rant, but this, you know, people will look at this. This is the kind, this is what makes me mad is that people will pull these numbers up. You know what I mean? They will use this as ammunition to be like, look how much money was lost by these American businesses. You know, or whatever it is. Well, I guess, and they'll say, look at these numbers. We have to do something. And then the do something will be a sweeping, you know, locking down of the internet. And then we'll all be fucked. So anyway.
I'm wondering also, are these, do we know if these are like completed downloads or are these started downloads?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's seeds or whatever. It was compiled by Torrent Freak, who does have a pulse on that side of things.
Right.
So they're not, I don't think they're total bullshit or anything.
I don't think so either. I'm just wondering if the numbers are actually that high. When I saw all those numbers,
what I found interesting, that
seemed a little bit high to me.
Is that PS3, they don't even keep a list for because it's so hard to pirate.
Mm.
I guess the disc format and the size, because the games are on Blu-ray.
Yeah, you got to be dedicated if you want to fucking pirate PS3 games.
Yeah, and so I guess it's really difficult.
Who plays PS3 anyway?
Well, that's true, too.
Nobody, because all their credit card information got stolen and Sony got broken into.
That's what I mean.
That's why they're pirating. They can't afford anything. They're bankrupt. Their statements are their cards are maxed out. Oh, man. Yeah. So anyway, it was, I think overall my opinion of the article, it was just disappointing news more than anything to see that many.
Cause I mean, also, you know, that's the stigma with PC. That's why people, you know, developers avoid it. That's always the thing. Even Jared and, dude from Tribes brought piracy up, you know, brought piracy up both times. And, you know, they would know a little better, I think.
No, yeah, definitely. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about this. This was, I guess, I don't know if this was today breaking news or the day before, but the Old Republic banning that's going on. I think you posted today on it, right, Dan?
Yeah, it was today. And Brandon had some more info that I didn't even know, but get to that when we talk about it here. But basically, it looked to me kind of like a really... I don't even know if it was like, I thought it sounded like desperation or what, or just like they were being heavy-handed with this. But basically, what happened is there's some loot containers on this high-level area, which obviously would contain better items and that kind of thing that you could sell. And people were going there at low, low levels and finding ways to get to them, whether by chain dying to them or what. I'm not, you know, totally sure. I don't have the game, so. And they were just, you know, there was no warning, no, this is an exploit, no GM saying, which in WoW is actually the practice usually, if you're doing something wrong, and it's not like officially listed as an exploit or something, you will actually get GMs who will, whisper you and be like, hey, you know, heads up, don't keep doing this. It is actually something we're going to be, getting rid of. And what I just saw is that, BioWare just wasn't quite sure of themselves with this new game launching yet, as far as how they're going to work things. Because in WoW, it would have been handled totally differently. It would have been handled in a way that was satisfactory to players and the company. So, I don't know. They should have warned them. You can't just ban. It was temporary bans. I want to stress that. They weren't, like, taking away people's ability to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just ban for something that you say is an exploit after people have already done
fact,
it and
yeah.
have no idea that it's an exploit at all.
Well, I think some of these people did have an idea it was an exploit. Like, it sounds like they were flipping territory control or something with these low-level characters to farm, I guess, these loot containers that would respawn. So, it sounds like the people that got banned probably weren't, like, innocent. But the fact remains that it's an exploitable part of the game.
Well, it wasn't. They didn't have to do anything to. Mm-hmm. Sorry. They didn't have to do anything like any hack or even sort of glitch, even. It was in the game.
Right. It's exploiting game mechanics.
Creative use of game mechanics. That's what Blizzard told us back in the day when we were cascading Molten Core. They said, yes, that is, it's not technically an exploit. We're going to get rid of it. This is what they told our GM. Is what you would do is you technically are only supposed to be able to raid once a week to get loot once a week. So you're not supposed to gear up super fast. But back in the day, you could save raids to one character at a time and then just run like 6 instances of the same raid and just get like an alt saved every time. And what that would do is allow you to kill the same boss like 5 or 6 times in a week that you were only supposed to be able to kill once.
Oh, wow.
And so technically you're not supposed to do that. But we actually had such an uproar on our server about us doing it that Blizzard or our GM contacted a game master in game and was like, is this illegal? Will we get banned? Is there anything, you know, and Blizzard actually said, no, you cannot get banned for this because it isn't an exploit. This is how the system works. So what you're doing, yes, technically it's an advantage and shouldn't be there, but we got to get rid of it for you. So they said we had a creative use of game mechanics. So.
Wow. Yeah. Well, the other thing too. So beyond that, though, aren't they banning people for chat, private chat stuff?
Yeah. This is what Brandon told me, and I didn't even know that.
I saw an
article because I had no idea.
Yeah.
About that.
I don't know that this stuff is like
this. I saw it posted on Reddit. That's how I know.
People on Reddit and some other places that people were at least one person like posted screenshots that they had gotten banned for language. And I think it was in like private chatting, which brings up, you know, a whole host of concerns, but definitely is, you know, coincidentally timed with this whole, you know, banning for exploits thing as well.
Yeah.
And overall is not looking good for, you know, BioWare PR right now that
right.
You know, apparently they're being heavy handed in handing out bans, when, you know, EA has had some trouble with that sort of thing, banning Origin accounts. This definitely doesn't look good for them.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the game, from all accounts I've heard, the game is good. So don't go messing it up doing this.
Yeah, it's already got a solid base. Well, I think you said in the article, you said this might just be growing pains for a new MMO.
And it might be them sending a message. But
right.
That's not really the best way. But
don't fuck with us or else. Yeah, I don't.
because it's not like exploiting was ever a huge thing in WoW, at least in my experience. And that had, you know, had the biggest MMO ever.
Right.
And Blizzard never really was heavy-handed about anything.
Well, and we were talking about this before the podcast, but it seems to me, you know, because EA has said they have all this, you know, sophisticated monitoring, as you would expect from an MMO in this day and age, that they can tell what people are doing, when, you know, who's doing what. And so it seems to me like if you've got people doing this exploit, why can you not handle this on a case-by-case basis and, you know, talk to these people and say, look, if you do this, if you keep doing this, we're going to ban you, but we're going to take the items away because it's an exploit, and, you know, just don't do it again. We're going to fix it. It seems like they could have taken a much more sophisticated path in handling, you know, the exploit, rather than just banning accounts that were doing it without warning. That's pretty much never the right way to handle these types of things.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think that it needs to be made public that it's an exploit if that many people are doing it, because...
Yeah, you just say it.
And you have people who legitimately probably don't think that it's an exploit. I mean, it's stupid, but people are clueless sometimes, and every company's going to have the different idea of what an exploit is.
The example I gave in the article was almost the exact same thing. Mana Tombs farming in Burning Crusade was a huge moneymaker, and it was easy to do if you had a rogue with okay gear. And Blizzard finally was like, you know what, this is a little unfair to people who don't have a rogue or don't have the gear to do it, and that's not really what the instance was intended for. You were soloing just certain packs to get to chests, and then you would take the loot from the chest. So they nerfed the gold in them and took the gem drops out, making it useless. That's all they did. Nobody got banned. No heavy-handedness. They were just like, yeah, we're just removing it. And it was like a hot fix, too. It wasn't even patch or anything.
I think it goes back to what you said about like creative use of game mechanics. These aren't people that are you know, trying to bug out some part of the world or anything. These are just are people with...
Oh, no.
With Lolo, I mean, they may know it's an exploit, but still, it's a pretty easy exploit to have figured out.
Yep.
Seems to me that you know, BioWare has to take responsibility for that.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely agree. Well, I guess we'll see how it plays out. If they kind of back off a little bit, or how they try to, on the PR side, deal with it.
Yeah, I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, everyone that I've talked to that has played it and I've seen on Twitter talking about it seemed to really love it so far, which is good, but...
I love the sea.
So. Jar Jar. All right, before we get to the Twitter questions, we're going to talk a little bit about... We touched on this in the end-of-year podcast with the awards, but what we're looking forward to gaming-wise in 2012.
Yes.
So just go down the line. I'll go actually first because I was just thinking about it. And for me, obviously, CSGO full release. I'm going to be interested to see how they do the matchmaking. I'm excited for that. And also Hitman, the new Hitman game, just, we talked about it earlier. This looks so good.
Yep.
I'm excited to see how that plays out. I actually read an article recently, on PC Gamer in the hard copy of the magazine talking about how they're kind of a little bit concerned because it looks a little more action oriented than previous games. Like in some of the trailers and the playthrough, it's like he's just running around shooting everyone. And obviously you can do that. You can play Hitman how you want to play it. But they felt like maybe the focus would be a little too action heavy, and the devs kind of just settled it down and said, no, we know what makes Hitman good, and it's the ability to basically choose how you want to approach any situation. So,
well, yeah. I read the big difference too is in Blood Money, no one cared about you until you did something. And in this one, as soon as you load into the level, you have like a wanted level to you. You're not supposed to be that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He also said too, they did an interesting, in the last two games, like it was the characters that you were either assassinating or dealing with throughout the level, like the henchmen, were made to be, like not likable and, you know, just vulgar and annoying and all that kind of stuff. And they said that they added so much more personality this time around to everything. So you'll think, like, you'll actually grow attached to characters if you listen to conversations and stuff like that. And so, like, kind of the moral choice is going to be a lot more pronounced in this game than it was in previous ones. So, I don't know, it just seems like it's shaping up to be. And it looks beautiful. I mean, it looks
awesome.
So, those are my two, probably. I mean, there's more, but all the free-to-plays that'll be coming out too.
Yeah, I'm really interested. Now we have, you know, pretty much what the model's going to be for a lot of them, but yeah. I'm just interested to see what the final model is for the paying and that kind of thing with tribes and Blacklight and everything else. Because that's really going to make or break them when it comes down to it, is how am I paying for this? Does it make right. people overpowered? That kind of thing. So.
Yeah.
BioShock Infinite and Metro Last Light.
Metro is going to be exciting.
Mm. Guitar. All right. That was
Brink 2.
No explanation. Brandon?
I actually, funnily enough, made a YouTube video on this very topic.
Oh, wow. Look at that!
We all watch.
Subscribe. See it.
I think I'm kind of with Dan that I think the free to play stuff is really the most interesting thing in this coming year, because most of the games that I'm interested in are doing that free to play model. You like the PlanetSide 2, yep. Guild Wars, you know, Tribes, Blacklight. There's a lot. I mean, I'm curious to see all the different free-to-play models that are going to emerge because, you know, like Tribes has a much different model than a League of Legends. You know, Blacklight is currently kind of overhauling, rethinking their pay structure. So I'm curious to see kind of what pans out as the successful free-to-play games of this year and the ones that aren't so successful, because I think by this time next year when we're talking about what we're looking forward to in 2013, the landscape yeah. of the free-to-play market is going to be completely different.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. And then just the hardware. I don't think we had touched on the 7970 coming out on January 9th here in a few days. Mm. But that's, you know, I think that's really interesting just because we're again seeing, you know, pretty strong improvement in graphics performance. And granted, it's going to be super expensive, but you've got some cool stuff like their the zero core.
No.
Oh, he's coming back. Here he comes.
Or when your monitor's off, the card uses like no power. I think that kind of stuff is really cool. That we're going to see a lot more advancements in, you know, power consumption, performance, you know, just everything. It's going to use less power, going to be more powerful. You know, by this time next year. It's possible we could have parts that are using almost no power when we leave.
Yep.
We leave it off.
I think that's amazing.
Nice. That's good. What about you, John?
Not really touching. John went to pee.
Oh, he did?
I'll take it. definitely Diablo 3.
Yeah.
That's my top title. But the more I was thinking about after I wrote my little look forward to post, the more I was thinking about it. You know, I want to see Max Payne and Hitman, of course. And, but Grand Theft Auto 5, man. I don't know. I just think
about that.
Like, I just think if they do that right, that could be,
pretty much it.
the
gaming just stops. It's done so right. No other game has ever made.
I just feel like it, that game, because of the way the franchise was, you know, it was the biggest thing there was for a little bit. And then 4, I think 4 kind of took it down a notch. I've heard mixed reviews on 4, which is the only one of the games, really, where I heard people saying, it wasn't that great.
I loved it.
So I think if they do 5 right, that's kind of – Rockstar has a chance to be the – I mean, if they're not developer of the year, I'd be baffled. Next year, because they have.
I want to be able to
GTA
install
5
that,
and Spain.
That GTA 4 realism mod.
Why can't you?
Because it's super hard. I don't know how to work anything on a PC.
Yeah, the GTA. Well, GTA wasn't made to be modded, so that was part of the issue there.
Yeah, there was a whole guide in PC Gamer. I bring it up again about how to do that, and it was like 25 steps. And it was like, if you fuck up this fourth step, you might as well reinstall the whole fucking thing and start over. So, yeah. It does seem like it's pretty hard to mod it. Is John back?
John.
Nope. No.
I think he took a deuce.
GTA, and I'm really interested to see Blacklight's pay thing whenever they come out with that.
Yeah, see what the model is, like pricing.
Because they haven't tipped their hand a whole lot.
Yeah.
sword.
I want to see how great the video game tie-in, the video game movie tie-in games will be. Those are always good. Like an Avengers game. I'm sure that'll be
Jurassic Park 2.
Oh.
The game.
Yeah.
Great.
What happened?
Actually,
time gets quicker.
One other thing I'm really looking forward to is kind of how we'll see things like live streaming evolve and kind of how that affects esports and just like the whole live streaming type thing has come on pretty recently. I mean, a year ago, you didn't really see people doing live streaming and like live content. I think there's exciting potential for, you know, the Twitches and the YouTubes and stuff of the world as we start moving to even more live content and live broadcasting and that sort of thing.
The market is ripe for somebody to make a really, really good streaming program, too. XSplit is good. Don't get me wrong.
They're going to make you pay for it.
Well, there's that. But XSplit uses... I don't know. I'm just waiting for someone to really make something that doesn't use a ton of CPU and is a little... And have you ever noticed, maybe it's just me, but the menus are really laggy in XSplit. Like, for me, anyway. Like
I have no doubt that Podbean will release the same.
Oh, God.
And it'll be a subscription server.
Yep.
So what are you looking forward to, John?
Game-wise?
Yeah.
Guild Wars 2, Diablo. Seeing what NVIDIA does to counter the 7970s is going to be interesting. Seeing what they're going to pump out to compete with that as far as single-card GPUs.
Yeah, I mean, they're pushing them. Both companies are pushing quite nicely against each other recently. So
I'm anxious to see if they announce a sequel for Brink.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what the market's
probably
right
be the big QuakeCon announcement this year. Brink 2.
Fuck yeah!
It'll just be the menu system.
Here's what someone needs to do: just remake Enemy Territory with new graphics. Literally change.
No, I saw you tweet that, and there would be so many people would play that, man.
Nothing else.
So many.
I would quit playing everything else.
Yeah, I would literally not
keep the feel of the original and just update the graphics.
Yeah, give us all the mod tools and everything, all the map tools, and go from there.
I think they could also make that into like a free-to-play game in today's day and age.
Yep.
It's a really good idea.
Man, check Google Analytics. How much are we making? Could we do it ourselves?
It'd be a shoestring budget.
Could we just build it ourselves and just release it ourselves and we'll play it?
And by shoestring, I mean we'll be animating in paint and...
All the character models will be that stupid fucking owl that Scott links every day.
I would play that, actually.
Dude, that would be in a game and a half right there. Oh, God.
But the thing about that game, and those who didn't play it, you won't really know, but three of us on here did a lot. The thing about that game is that it has the best elements of every shooter that's big.
Yeah, it had it before it was popular to have.
It has like the Battlefield 3 objective shit and the larger maps, and it has like class systems. It's got very twitchy gunplay because it's on the Quake engine and it's not very modified. I mean, you can strafe jump like a motherfucker in that game. So, and it has like the mods and everything of, you know, the Half-Life series. I mean,
ET Pro, best mod.
All you have to do is reskin it. Like, honestly, if Bethesda or whoever owns it, Splash Damage, just reskin the game, put it out again.
Give it Brink's graphics.
No, Brink's, Brink's customization.
I know, I don't think anybody knows how customizable Brink is because nobody's gotten that far into it.
An hour and everyone's like, well, this was the worst purchase I've ever made. Even when it was, what, $5?
I had hope in the beginning, and then hope faded. Once the first rape alley took my life.
Something about being raped just, I guess, demotivates people. It's weird, isn't it?
There's something about having to play a really clunky single player to unlock things in the multiplayer, but they're the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, why would I play against bots so I can use the guns I earn to play against real people? Why can't you just give it to me in the first place?
Did you have to learn how to parkour, Alex?
That's right.
I fucking know how to parkour. It was the space button. It wasn't hard.
Alex does parkour IRL, so he's...
That's true. For his acting. Don't you have to do a lot of that? The parkour?
No.
No? All right. Well, I don't know.
All right.
I heard you're going
to
be in episode...
What if I, like, step up to the streets 4?
Yeah, well, I heard that was going to be on your rap sheet here. You were about to do that.
When you said go make the movie money, it's the only offer I got.
Step up 4.
It's like, make that movie money, check my inbox, step up to the streets 4.
Nice. All right, well, let's get to Twitter questions here. We are... Did anyone pull any of the Prime ones? I think we asked about them earlier.
And now it's time for Twitter questions with the KB Mod Podcast.
Because I didn't, so.
Ooh, there's many.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, man. Okay, all right, I got one. I have a Twitter question.
All right.
This is from Crunch.
Oh boy.
If one were to hit a beaver with a jet ski, was it because the beaver was in a lake, or was it because you were jet skiing in a river?
Ooh.
This is something like Conspiracy Keanu would think of.
Yeah, this is very, or Velociraptor. Both are true.
Why wasn't the answer? Female beaver in the damn kitchen? That was a pun.
I'm going with jet skiing in a river because you can jet ski anywhere. There's no like limits on that jet ski, dog.
Yeah, that's fair.
Blow up kiddie pools and you're pushing it.
I'm gonna go with 42 on that one.
42?
Yeah.
C
is the answer.
It's always C.
I'll take Nick Fenton gets fucking tickets for going in no wake zones on his jet ski for 400. Cause that happened. And he hit a beaver. I don't know if this was in the same day, but he's not had luck on jet ski.
He did hit a beaver. That's
incredible. Yeah. Oh yeah. He did. Yeah. This is from Nick Fenton.
Worst Jeopardy criteria category.
Nick Fenton beaver run-ins would be the category.
And this one was a really interesting one.
Yeah.
We mentioned it before the cast. And that is, and it's kind of a more serious one, but not really because it's about gaming. But would you rather only play indie games or AAA titles for the next 5 years straight?
AAA, because I would prefer it to be an MMORPG.
Yeah.
Is Bioshock Infinite AAA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Then the Humble Bundle.
Yeah, I definitely would have to go AAA, I think.
The reason I would also go AAA is because those games tend to have more longevity. The game, like Skyrim, is, you know, can be infinite hours if you want, and that's a AAA title. And like John said, MMO, you could never stop. And been playing WoW for 6.5 years or whatever now, so...
I would go at AAA too, just because of better longevity and better multiplayer, I think, by and large.
Yep.
Nice. Brandon had one here from T. Siegs, who says New Year's resolutions. No question mark, but I'm assuming.
New Year's resolutions, eh?
Yeah. Do we have any? Do we make any?
No, they never fucking go through them. It's bad. You just set goals for yourself.
And you feel bad about yourself. Yeah.
Because if you call it a resolution, you just fail.
Mm, yep. I just felt good. I tweeted this out. I felt good being in a new year this year for some reason. Yeah. Never really gave a shit before, but this year just felt like a new start. I think it felt good to have KB Mod going right away at the beginning of the year. I don't know why. But
my New Year's resolution, I'll give you one just to answer the question correctly. My New Year's resolution is to get drunk as soon as I'm done recording this podcast.
There you go. That's good.
I will fulfill my resolution for the first time.
You don't have the disappointment because that's something you can do right now.
Yes.
I think I need to watch more paranormal shows. So Ghost Hunters, Ghost Hunters International, Ghost Adventures, The Bigfoot, which isn't really paranormal, but let's be honest.
It's just fucking amazing show. I've seen Bigfoot like 16 times myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ. You know what's the best show on TV is fucking Moonshiners.
Oh, I love that on history.
No Reservations, bro.
Ooh, oh, well, yeah, that would be the serious answer, but Moonshiners is fucking hilarious.
Oh, I know, dude.
Tickle, Anthony don't Bourdain fall, tickle.
Is my favorite human being.
Anthony Bourdain has the best job on the planet.
Yes.
Period. There is not a better job at all. He just goes to the sweetest places, eats the best food, and gets drunk.
Yep.
That's what he does for a living.
Not a bad gig. Makes millions for it, too, so.
Yep.
Go ahead, sweet Brandon.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't really make resolutions either, just because I figure if you're going to set goals, you can set them any time of the year. But,
awesome. Yeah, that was mine too.
My one resolution would be to take a little more time to play single player games, because there's a lot of great ones out there, like, you know, the Bastions, Arkham Cities and that type of stuff that I usually don't play.
Well, no, Brandon doesn't usually play single-player games, at least since I've known him.
Nah, I don't really. I don't usually, like, they don't hold my attention for more than a few hours at a time. It's pretty rare that I actually finish a single-player game. So I'm going to try to take a little bit more time this year to, you know, to play through some of the better ones as I hear from people.
Picture the single-player game as my behind, and you will finish. You will finish quick. I'm gay.
Oh, my God. Good question here from who's at GameDude375. Does it make sense for me to cut a hole in... Okay, I gotta get through it. Does it make sense?
No, it doesn't. I can already tell you it doesn't make sense to do this.
Does it make sense for me to cut a hole in all of my sweatpants and get a juicy tattoo across my ass? These pants are expensive.
Yes. Yes, it makes complete sense. I would go for that.
Tweet pictures.
Yeah. Wow.
Go for it.
Yeah, why not?
What a question.
Anything else? The old.
Ooh, Brandon's got. Ooh, that's a really good one, Brandon. Okay. Brandon's got one from @guywithhair102. This is your favorite cartoon. You can use Adult Swim cartoons as well.
Is this lifetime or current?
Yeah, can it be?
He doesn't specify.
Oh, we'll get both. We'll just get both then.
Yeah, I was gonna say we could do like a one kid one and one, but go ahead, John. You seem
to have favorite cartoons. Definitely South Park. I don't care if that's pretty cliche. I just like bashing people who just make fun of everybody and don't care.
Yeah.
Favorite as a child was definitely Doug.
Nice.
Love Doug.
For me, Darkwing Duck was a strong choice for me when I was younger.
Jedi Battles.
Well, yeah, that too. I know that wasn't a cartoon, but it would have been awesome if it was. And lately, Archer, which is kind of
what a
cartoon.
Show.
Archer is just fucking amazing. I just can't get enough of Archer. And I would go South Park, too, as well.
I was watching a Family Guy today right before I got on my computer with the podcast, and I don't really agree with a lot of the stuff they do, but they had a segment on Terri Schiavo. Made me laugh hysterically. It was like a song. It's like, Terri Schiavo, she's almost alive-o. She's the most expensive plant you'll ever see. And I was just like, oh, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Family Guy's hit or miss for me when they have funny bits, though, occasionally.
That was probably one of the hardest I've ever laughed watching a TV show. I was like, that is so wrong, but it is just right.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to go as a kid, you know, it was Batman the Animated Series or the X-Men Animated Series, which Scott was at my house.
No?
Oh, yes.
This summer, and I actually had my kid watching the X-Men series, the old one. We saw the most crack-fueled episode of this shit ever. It made no fucking sense.
Where they get taken to the alien planet and get put in that game show?
Yeah, it's like a filler episode. There's nothing to do with the regular story in it at all. But it's like...
It is fucked up.
We were just jaws on the floor the whole time because it was so fucked up. But, I fucking loved, and it's not on anymore. I think they might still do reruns, but fucking Space Ghost Coast to Coast. was the shit on Adult Swim, and Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Aqua Teen was great, yeah.
The Space Ghost, look it up on YouTube, because I'm pretty sure it's there. The Space Ghost pod episode. You might be able to find it on AdultSwim.com, but my god, you will just laugh for 10 minutes straight, or however long the episode is. So fucking good. Yes.
Alex?
Brandon? Alex?
I don't know if I watched one today. I think if I had to click on one of the big three, like Simpsons, South Park, or Family Guy, I'd go South Park. But my favorite growing up was Recess. Or The Weekenders. Recess. Ooh. Or The Weekenders.
Yeah, that Recess. That's
good shit for me.
Are You Afraid
Those
of the
are
Dark
beyond my shame.
Are You Afraid of the Dark Best Show?
That wasn't animated.
I don't give a fuck. Parts of it were animated.
I think that was filmed in Canada. I'm pretty sure.
R.L. Stein's
there.
Goosebumps for the
oh
rest
my
of
god,
my life.
Oh my god, Goosebumps. The Pinball Wizard episode?
God, dude, that Brandon? Used to scare the fuck out of me.
Brandon?
Cartoons?
What cartoons?
I don't really watch any anymore, but as a kid, I would say my favorite cartoon was probably Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Like in the old school.
I used to watch Cartoon Network all the time when I was a kid, like the old, you know, the old cartoons like Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote, and Tom and Jerry and all that. I used to love those as a kid.
The Hanna-Barbera cartoons are legendary too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
You know what the worst one was? Angela Anaconda. Have you ever seen that? That shit is terrifying.
I don't even know what that is. How old are you?
Probably a Canadian show.
No, seriously, look up Angela Anaconda. Her face, I can't even describe it. It's like it was like, a cartoon style was like paper. They walked around like paper. It's terrifying.
How old were you when you watched this? What age group?
Oh, like 2 years ago when I was 4.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Bueller? Anyone? Bueller?
Bueller?
Bueller.
Bueller. Any other questions before we wrap it up? We're getting to the end here. we have to read this one.
Okay, yeah. That one is fucking awesome.
Ballsacks Boy on Twitter asks, would you rather finger 10 cat-sized Scott Fishers or one Scott Fisher-sized cat?
I can answer this. I can answer this logically.
Wait,
I used to like collecting things. Like I used to have collections of different things. So if I had 10 cat-sized Scott Fishers, I'd finger them, of course. What else is there to do? But then I would just place them around my room in different areas, wow, so I could just collect Scott Fisher.
I would just have Scott Fisher. Like I would have each of them do a different Scott Fisher face. I get scared.
Wait, am I stuffed? Am I dead? Are all these dead?
No, you're
not.
Alive.
You're not.
You're just the size of a cat.
Wow.
You're like a little doll, Scott Fisher.
Wow.
I'd have to keep them away from my computer, or else all 10 of them would start lip syncing.
Emo songs.
Terrible emo songs.
Nice. Oh wow.
I'm just gonna go with the Scott Fisher set or the cats that look like Scott Fisher.
You just get one? You just do one?
No, I would finger bang 10 cats.
Oh, wow.
Because it would be like fulfilling my dream 10 times.
Nice.
I'm gay.
I feel like you have to go with the 10 cats.
Yeah.
Fishers, because one Scott Fisher-sized cat, I mean, that's a human being-sized cat. That's a fucking big cat.
Can you imagine the litter box for that? Right. Oh my god.
I would just build a playground, like kids school sized playground sandbox in the back.
Be like,
just have you go out there and shit.
There. Oh god. That's
good. And also I wouldn't want that thing to get angry at me if I tried to finger it. Because it would probably kill me.
I'd have claws and everything, it'd be awesome. Man. Brandon, what would you do? I'm interested in Brandon's answer.
I think I'd probably have to go with the cat size Scott Fisher, because like Dan said, well, one Scott Fisher sized cat, that is a horrifying thing to think about. When you think about the ramifications that would come from any sort of penetration.
Imagine the hairballs.
You know the government would take the cat away from you too and do tests on it.
They put me down. They'd just be like, you're done.
It would be like in Super 8. They would just call in the military and just bomb the fucking house to kill the cat.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, I think that, well done, ball sacks boy. Well done. Good question. I think we will, end it on that note, but we'll be back again. Next week, we'll be back on schedule. After the
possibly a fuzzy otter ball sighting next week.
Yes. So. That or the week after, I think, is what
we're looking
for.
Yeah.
So, yep. And we can, we will definitely address the old Ubisoft, which will be nice. So, his former employer. All right, guys. We will see you next week.
Later.
Later.
See ya.